¿Qué queremos?
What do we want?
Legalización. ¿Qué queremos?
What do we want?
Tenemos que hacer.
We have to raise our voices so that these politicians can hear us.
Compañeros trabajadores.
The Inquisition has not finished.
No ha terminado.
The Inquisition has finished more than 500 years ago, but yet we come here marginalized and abused by the conquistadors.
Ahora que estamos aquí,
now here we are, where the American dream is really the American nightmare.
La llamada de la libertad.
The supposed land of the free is actually the land of slavery, of course, in a more modest version.
La globalización creada.
Globalization created by this country is generating a globalized poverty that forces those people to cross rivers, seas, mountains, deserts, and that now we are willing to jump over walls and dig under tunnels to come to this supposed rich country.
With these alarming words, Walter Zinche from Pachamama, an Ecuadorian workers' organization, expressed the feeling of the thousands who had assembled in Union Square. The human cost of clandestine immigration is dire. Thousands have already died trying to enter the country. Yet Congress recently allocated $6 billion to build a wall along the Mexican border. With midterm elections around the corner, New York City John Liu asked Americans to try to remember that they were once also immigrants.
Standing here, we see thousands of New Yorkers who are here at Union Square today to send a strong message that even in today's heated election season, with all of the campaign rhetoric all across the country and in Washington, that it's real people who are being affected today. And all of the policies and the laws that are being considered and sometimes passed by Congress, they have a real impact on families in New York and across the country. And they need to realize that it is the kids who are losing their parents because of this awful rhetoric that people are perpetrating in Washington and in other parts of the country.
Indeed, a seldom reported consequence of U.S. immigration policies is the destruction of families. 12-year-old Joshua James, whose Jamaican father was deported 2 years ago, reminds us of the price that children pay.
The INS took my daddy away from me when I was in kindergarten. They came to my house early in the morning and took him while I was sleeping. My mommy told me they took him to jail in his bathrobe. He was deported to Jamaica 2 years ago. He was deported because of something he did a long time ago. My daddy had a green card and he was good to us, but they deported him anyway. I miss my daddy very much. But the people who took him just don't care. It is not fair that they took him away. They are leaving families heartbroken. I want them to stop the deportation laws. My mommy told me there is a Child Citizen Protection Act, a law to help kids like me who lost a father. It has not passed yet. But instead of looking at that law, they keep deporting more parents. They should bring my daddy back. I wish other kids would have their daddies and mommies back too. Thank you.
Filling several blocks, protesters then march up 6th Avenue, determined to return again and again until, as they say, they are given their human rights. For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Gwynne.